Welcome back to Evolution of a Snake. I'm Zach.
And I'm Madeline.
And this is the Taylor Swift podcast recapping the VMAs. If you're new here, we take a critical lens to the life and times of Taylor Swift, and we're applying that to all of the girlies and the flop men who attended the VMAs this year. If you're new here, you may know that we have a Patreon, and on that Patreon, we are now offering single purchases. So you can purchase Madeline's full reaction to Torture Poets Department, which has never been seen before, my unedited reaction to many things, including my full VMA reaction, which I can't put up here because it's copyright. So if you're interested and you don't want to do a subscription, then you can just go buy those things one off. So that's there if you'd like to see it. Madeline has also just put out a new episode of The Lizard Review, her music podcast talking about the VMAs. Haven't you?
I hope you guys like it. Mm-hmm. I deliberately didn't say a lot of stuff about Taylor on The Lizard Review so that you'd have to listen to both. But you see how that works? You see how it all works.
Of a goddamn mastermind.
That's like conglomerate mind. I'm always thinking, mm-hmm. how does this factor into the media conglomerate that we're building?
Snake Cable News Network.
Snake Cable News. Exactly.
It's more likely than you think.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it was. Let's talk about it overall, I guess. Was it the Tay VMAs? Not exactly.
I think she was backstage more often than not. They had a Tay cam, but she wasn't there. She said
she was missing.
No, thank you. And she went backstage. Mm-mm. She wasn't in the audience during Chapel, which was a crime against humanity. Let's start there. She wasn't in the audience.
Sabrina.
Most of the performances. She was oddly dancing and clapping like a seal for Katy Perry Vanguard Award.
Well, you know, I think Sabrina. The headlines would have just been too difficult to manage had she not done that. No, Sabrina, though, really did surprise me. She also was taking pictures with weird people. She didn't take a picture with Katie. She didn't take a picture with Chapel Roan. I was kind of like, what's the plot here? What's the plan?
I was wondering because people who were watching the audience cam said that Taylor just like kept being kind of like mobbed. So I'm wondering if the people who got pictures with Taylor are the people who asked. And I don't think Chapel was going up and saying, picture, please. So
let me tell you, there were people asking. Taylor was accosted by drag queens at one point. They surrounded her and they got their picture.
Well, yes. Oh, they did.
They got their picture. They did.
Deserved.
I think also I wonder, was Tree and Taylor trying to not make it the Tay VMAs? I mean, of course she got the awards, the most prestigious awards of the night. It's kind of par for the course. But I wonder if, you know, the feedback about sucking up all the air in the room has been kind of noted.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I wonder if she thought, I don't want to be pulling focus from Sabrina. I don't want to be pulling focus from Chapel. I don't want to, like, you know, getting accused of ruining other people's moments all the time by simply existing and sucking the air out of the room. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to go backstage and respectfully let people have their big, shiny VMA moment.
Clap and cheer from afar.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted the cam.
That's what she was doing.
I selfishly wanted the cam. I wanted to see cam reaction. I, of course, this wouldn't have happened anyway, but I wanted H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Mm. Yeah, well.
And didn't happen.
Well, we didn't get that.
I didn't have my dream. Didn't have my dream.
We didn't get that.
Nope.
Why don't we talk about the red carpet? So her first look is Dior, and it is how do you even describe this? It is a plaid gown or corset top with a skirt. And she's wearing black high-waisted shorts, from what I can tell, black boots, and a little plaid choker to match the outfit. And I actually think for once, this fits her kind of well. She's like busting out of it, but in like a good way.
Yes, it was very well fitted. It was very like deliberately fitted, very tight, very sexy. She looked amazing in it. Like I thought that her makeup was some of my favorite makeup that I've ever seen on her.
Gorge.
Incredible. And we were just talking about how she never wears eyeshadow. And she said, oh, you want to bet? And she ripped out a Gorgina eyeshadow look that I absolutely loved. She looked, the face card was not declining in any way, shape, or form. Absolutely, no. Gorgina, beautiful, perfect, bellissimo, never been done before, bus, club, another bus, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The hair also. The hair was really good. Mm-hmm. And the hair has been very hit or miss lately. And I think this is one of those really rare occasions where bag, shoes, hair, all fine. We didn't have a fumble. And I think that really is something to clap and cheer about, the fact that there wasn't something messed up about it all. I saw a comparison of the runway look of what she had versus what she put on. And the runway look has like a pantaloon. It's like pants with the plaid pattern, and it looks so ugly. And I was like, wow, for once you changed the runway styling, but in a good way. And it looks like the plaid like choker was also a custom thing she had done. Queenie.
I liked the choker. The choker was, I enjoyed that part of the outfit. The thing that I didn't like about it, it's not that I disliked the actual outfit. I didn't like the color. The yellow, I found a little, it was like a mustardy, golden kind of a plaid yellow. And I said, you know what? It's not for me, but I'm clapping anyway. It's not for me, but I clap all the same. Yep.
It's not. I famously don't like her in yellow. And I felt that this is the kind of yellow that I will accept because it was broken up by the black and the plaid. It was very clueless. It was very giving clueless. And I liked that. But this is Mermaid Swift, by the way.
Oh,
this
yes. No, Mermaid she's Swift. Taken over. It's scary. When Mermaid Swift strikes in real life, it's like, Taylor, have you seen him? Like, is this your inspiration? Is it on your board?
I think it is. It's on her Pinterest board, Mermaid Swift. It's on her Pinterest board.
Yep.
And we said it was so ridiculous. We said during Folklore Evermore, she's a granny now. She doesn't want to be dressing like that. Stop making her. We were wrong.
We were wrong. No, we can't predict her anymore.
I apologize, Mermaid Swift. I'm so sorry.
She's a soothsayer. She's a soothsayer.
You literally told the truth and we just didn't want to hear it. So I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe we forgot to talk about the gloves. Portrait Palettes is about gloves.
She likes to put her gloves on. It's the glove era. Oh, she does love to put her gloves on. I really like that. Was probably one of my favorite parts of the outfit. I just think that it really, and I mean, it just reminds me in an odd way. The last time I feel that she tried to pull off a look like this, like a punk rock Barbie kind of a look, Met Gala, bleach blonde hair.
Say that.
Yeah, and like that was such a massive fumble. So to see her come out and like do this kind of like a like hard rock, like, you know, punk rock Barbie kind of a look and like succeed, I was clapping and cheering. I was like, we needed something to, you know, erase and get the whiteout pen on that old one and like really have like a punk rock moment that gives like Avril Lavigne, but make it like haute couture. You know what I'm saying? So I was clapping for the gloves because they really tied it all together.
And the way she was serving on the carpet, too, it shocked me.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't shock me because I'm used to it. But anytime she gags me completely, she just knows every angle that looks good. She gives every photographer their shot. They don't have to yell at Taylor because she knows exactly what to do. Boop, 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 boop. Done. We're done. We're over. We don't need this. And so I have to clap and cheer. Is it her best red carpet look of all time? I don't think so. But it's not bad. And that's all I can ask for, really. I just
at
want
this
not
stage,
ugly.
Right. Not ugly. I cheer for not ugly. I love not ugly. Not ugly is my dream. And
thank
I got
you.
It. I got what I wanted.
We got
thank you,
it.
Queen.
And you know what the real serve of the whole night was? Oh, diva, 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 diva. The down bad space dress.
Love.
Looks like a Monet painting.
Gorgina. Oh. I absolutely loved that look. I was pissed for a long time because it was only on cams and you couldn't get, there was no HQ pictures
me
of
too.
It. And I was so happy when I finally saw it in HQ and you could see all the details of it. Oh, down bad. I love that she's really trying to stick to Torture Poets and like really give it like an era. I know that we were saying
that's
TV,
what I felt. But from the gloves and from the down bad space dress, as soon as I saw the down bad space dress, I was like, oh, okay, so we're doing
we're
still in the Torture Poets era. Like, we're not going anywhere. And also, it's also like a fun double entendre for the VMAs, the Moon Man. That was a motif that was brought into many a performance this evening. So we love to see that. I thought the colors in it were gorgeous. I thought it fit her so nicely. I liked the way it like draped off to one side. Was it the same boots that she was wearing before?
I couldn't tell, but yeah, I think
it has belt buckles as straps, which I couldn't decide. I was like, do I like this or not? But I think it's very Torture Poety.
I liked it. I really liked it. I definitely think I preferred, I mean, I think that the first look was more suited to red carpet for sure. It was more of like a wow moment, but I did prefer like what I would want to see her in again is definitely the down bad dress. Loved it.
I bet that other dress was a pain in the ass to sit down in as well.
Well, I mean, she
just
was stuffed
all
in
the
there.
Elements. The, yeah. And the gloves, it was too much.
Too hot. I would imagine too hot. And to dance? No, that's not working. That's not working.
She also gets what I believe was the first televised award of the evening. She brings Post Malone, drags Post Malone up on stage with her to accept for best collaboration for Fortnite, which she's won twice before, by the way, for Bad Blood and I Don't Want to Live Forever. And she begins with Never forget 9/11.
I was silent. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I thought she was going to do, but I did not imagine or fathom the words 9/11 coming out of her mouth. I was like, "Wah." And then I was like, we're doing Remember 9/11 during your Fortnite acceptance speech? This doesn't feel odd to anybody else.
It started with that, and then it went never forget 9/11, and then it went never forget Fortnite.
Yeah, she was like,
"Now that I got that out the way, back to what we're really here to talk about."
Austin, any comments?
What killed me about this, between this and the vote, was she was like the president of the VMAs. Like, why is she a politician? She's like doing the in memoriam section, and then she's also telling everyone to get out there and vote.
Nobody else was doing all this. You notice that? Carson Daly did it because he was asked to come in and mention something about the 40th anniversary of the VMAs and 9/11. Taylor just started spitting. Did you guys know that today's 9/11? And everybody was like, I thought we weren't bringing that up.
We should have had the didn't they interlude. No. That's what we should have had. I wanted that Taylor song about 9/11. Give it to me. So did Fortnite deserve? Actually, when I was looking at the nominations in this category, I was like, yeah, why not? Why not? That was one of the only awards that I was like, you can have it. The rest of them, I was kind of like, what? You know what really killed me about this so much in the entire night? One of my favorite things, her interactions with Flava Flav. He was jazzed to be there and to see her. And he held on a little bit too long with that hug. I could see it in her face.
He had been waiting for that hug, and he wasn't letting go for anything. Yep, he was ready to Swiftie, and I support.
She was
100%.
Like, "Please move. I need to talk about 9/11.
Yeah, I need to talk about 9/11. You're making it really difficult for me to segue into 9/11. So
you're making it kind of about you, and we all know that everything is about me. So if we could just circle back to that, I also love. I don't know if you saw this. There's like a backstage footage of her walking through the crowd, trying to like bypass him, and he will not go. It sends me. Tree is like short circuiting, trying to get him to go away. And he's like upset, like clinging to her. And she's like, you know what? I need to
Flav is
he got
King
what he wanted.
Swiftie. Oh, he got exactly
he
what
got
he wanted.
What he wanted.
And you know what? That's how you get what you want. You just say, no, we're gonna talk.
And you know what? That was good TV production. Whatever producer said, oh, we should make Taylor interact with Flava Flav. Smart.
She's avoided it up to this point. Other than like sending him, I believe she sent him like a card or like flowers or something.
He was invited to the 1989 tour premiere, and he took a selfie with Scott Swift or Andrea, one of the two.
Well, he's in the inner circle.
And yet, Taylor was. She was excited to see him, but I think she was also kind of like, all right, wrap it up.
He was doing a little bit too much. I thought he was doing a little bit too much with Jordan Chiles too.
Yes,
I think
he
was
looks
just
a little weirded out by that.
Yeah, he was doing a little bit too much. Nothing weird or anything like that. No. He was just like being very, very like excitable. And not everybody
I don't think he gets
grooving.
A lot of moments in this day and age. In 2024, he's not getting a lot of moments.
No.
So there he goes.
There he goes. And I'm letting him have it.
I loved Post Malone's blazer. I really wanted that blazer for Evolution
really?
Snake Live.
I wanted it you so know, bad. I was so distracted by how much of a clown I think that he looks like otherwise. I really think that the beard and like his general aesthetic.
Why did it look like he had no teeth? What was that?
I think he has like maybe. I was taken aback. I thought that
it's
looked
not giving
kind
high
of,
fashion. It's giving meth addiction.
No, I don't know what all that was.
Nobody liked it.
It wasn't my favorite. So I now that you mention it, I did notice the blazer, and it was a nice blazer, but it wasn't the thing that I was focally. The beard is really – it's got to go. It makes him look so scraggly and like just kind of not it.
He can do better than that. But
he can.
So yeah, I guess we can just breeze through all the Taylor moments, and then we can go like through other girlies and their numbers. Taylor danced all the way through Katy Perry's performance. Queenie, she was having the time of her life, wondering where the beat was in Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was like, when's the beat drop coming? It didn't come.
Never does.
She was dancing with Carol G. This really gave me Bang Bang Jessie J flashbacks.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Just good, clean fun. Just good, clean,
old-fashioned
fun.
She loves to dance with the girls in the audience. She loves to do it. And you know what?
She does.
If I was a celebrity performing, I would make a beeline for Taylor, too. She's fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, because she's the one that's actually going to do it. And she's actually going to be like, not everybody will. Beyonce won't do that all the time. No. She won't do it all the time.
No.
I'll tell you what. Billie Eilish Taylor isn't going to do it. You have to do it with Taylor.
She'll do it for anyone.
Yep. Anybody. Doesn't matter.
Now, there is one moment this evening where I had to boo and hiss at Taylor. And that was when I discovered that Fortnite had won Best Direction. And did you know that she has now won Best Direction 4 times for The Man, All Too Well, Antihero, and now Fortnite?
I'm this silent. Paola. I don't know what else to say. It's like, I know that it's this is a point of contention.
Stronger than Paola.
But I fear that that just cannot be. It just can't be. Not in my watch. I guess I wasn't shocked when I discovered that she won Best Direction. But also, it's like, well,
we
can't
need to
you
stop
guys ever
encouraging
just,
her.
Yeah,
stop.
Because this is, she's
enough,
just going to keep
enough.
Doing it.
This is supposed to be the Video Music Awards. And I feel like putting her in Best Director category is actually so unfair because all the other directors in that category do not have fan bases that are going to like swarm the polls and vote for you. So none of the actual like directors of good videos get to, you know, get a VMA, which I'm sure would be really cool as a music video director.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be very nice if as somebody who went to, I don't know where you go to school, like USC, UCLA,
yeah, film
somewhere
school.
Like that. You went to film school and then all of a sudden Taylor Swift, I can't believe I just won my 4th Best Director
for
VMA.
For my commercial.
You're like,
for my literal
God,
commercial
it.
That I made.
Yes. Yeah, no, that wouldn't thrill me either. I wouldn't smile. I wouldn't smile.
I wouldn't be happy about it. She also won for Best Editing and Best Pop. All these awards were announced off stage as well. And that was something that kind of irritated me. There were a lot of awards that were just not announced. Artist of the Year was off air. And guess who it was?
Well, who do you think? Well, I'm...
Camila Cabello. No, Taylor Swift.
There were some that I understood. Like Best R&B, it was SZA. She wasn't there. I believe... Dua Lipa won choreography. She wasn't there. So like, that's fair. Like she's not there. We don't have to present it, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like Taylor's there. And you'd think they'd want to be giving her camera time. But
maybe
they
she said
weren't.
No.
Maybe she was
maybe
just
she
like,
said,
you know what?
I just want the one big award. Thank you.
She opened the show with the first award and she closed the show with the last award. She was like, I'll do that.
I'd like to see a performance. I'm like, if we're going to be giving vanity awards, I really would like to see you getting up and performing. I'm giving her a pass because of the Eras Tour and she's tired and she needs a break. But also, you know, the last 3 years that you won Best Director, what were you doing?
Yeah, where was the evidence? Like, where's our Antihero award show performance? We never got it.
Post Malone was there. You guys could have done Fortnite. I mean,
theoretically. Yeah, what happened to that? Theoretically. I would have tuned in. That could have been
Let me tell you, there were other performances I would have cut to see that.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Oh, yeah. And yet, what did we get? We got Eminem opening the show.
Who?
I didn't know he was opening.
Me
I didn't
either.
Know he was opening.
To my dismay, he comes on with his toupee, his blonde toupee,
his toupee,
and a bad attitude, and his stank face. Mm-mm.
There he was. Yep. Not my favorite. Definitely one of my least favorite VMA openings ever. And he also kind of killed the vibe. Like, okay, he's doing his iconic The Real Slim Shady performance that I did in Radio City Music Hall 30 years ago. Like, incredible. We love it. And then all of a sudden he switched tone and said, I'm sorry, I'm a horrible father. And it was like, this is not VMA opening material.
No. We should have been opening with Sabrina or Chapel. What?
Yes.
Like,
somebody
what the hell
in
was
upper.
That about?
In upper, not a downer.
Well, they had to keep people watching. That's the thing. They knew Eminem, channel changer. Better get him out the way first.
Channel changer. It's like one of my favorite sayings. Channel changer.
He is. That's
he
who
is.
He is
no,
to
he
me.
Is. Truly.
She also won Song of the Summer, which I was like, okay, sure. To some.
What the hell?
To some
sure.
people in this world,
to some.
Maybe.
To some.
Taylor is the first act to win 30 VMAs, and I think that's kind of like being the first person to have 10,000 jelly beans.
Well, there is something to be said about that. It is simply, especially because like the VMAs, to her especially, like to somebody like Sabrina, to somebody like Chapel, like it ain't no jelly bean. But to Taylor, oh, it's a jelly bean. That's a fucking jelly bean.
It's nothing.
Even
Grammys
nothing.
Are pretty much jelly beans at this point.
Yeah, which is like crazy.
She needs a purple medal of freedom. That's she what
does.
She needs.
She does, yeah.
And a Pulitzer Prize. That's mm-hmm. really, that's what we should be going for.
And she won't
that's
rest.
The
next she needs direction. The EGOT. We need EGOT. Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. That's going to take her a while. If we're going with this directing, it's not going to be happening anytime soon. And then we have the moment of the evening. Okay. She wins video of the year and she gets up on stage and everyone is clowning that she's going to announce something. And I knew she wasn't going to. I knew she wasn't going to. But she gets on stage and she's thanking everyone. And she says, you know, every time from across the room when I was filming Fortnite, I would hear someone going, woo. And that was my boyfriend, Travis. Everything this man touches turns to happiness, fun, and magic. So I want to thank him for adding that to our shoot. We had to cheer.
She couldn't wait. She literally
she couldn't
we
wait.
Could not wait to say, my boyfriend. It was like
my
the
boyfriend.
Second she said it, you could tell how happy she was to be saying it. Mm-hmm. I cheered. I was clapping and I was cheering.
I was
said,
cheering too.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
She's fully letting us know. It's like fully public. I mean, it has been since it started, basically. But
what's she saying?
I'm trying to think of like, when has she ever said my boyfriend? I think before with Joe, she would just say Joe. I don't think she would say Joe. I think she would just say, thank you, Joe. With Calvin,
she
did
said
she say
Adam.
Boyfriend?
No, she
Adam.
Said Adam. Oh. I will never forget. I will never
Travis
forget
got the-,
the darkness that entered my spirit when I heard mm-hmm. her call him Adam. But Travis gets my boyfriend. I think she just wanted the reaction of like, because everybody knows who he is, which is not the
well,
case.
Well, also
with
for
everybody.
Her at the, it's not the case with everybody. But at the VMAs, I feel like she knew that everybody was expecting her to announce something. So she throws a bone. She was like, I know you all think I'm going to announce something, but I don't have anything
he
to
is.
Say.
You know what I'm going to announce? That I like Travis. Yay.
And I know that the Tavis among you are going to be pilled. And I'm
yep.
sure they were. I haven't seen their reaction yet, but I'm sure they went
they
crazy.
They were. Pilling and pilling. It was seriously like OD on the Tavis Bills. I'm sure
well,
that it was.
She said
and
it
I'm happy.
That way. As she should.
As she should. She knew
congratulations
what she was
doing. To Taylor. Mm-hmm. Basically, the VMA submission for Taylor Swift is congratulations on your boyfriend.
Exactly.
And never forget.
Everybody
9/11.
Cheered. Everybody in that room was clapping and cheering. Like she said, my boyfriend, the leader in cancer
the
treatment
firefighter
research,
who
the,
saved
the
people
hero,
in 9/11.
The hero of ages. But it's literally
which never
just Travis Kelce. Never forget.
Never forget Travis Kelce. That is exactly what she and she also told everyone to vote. And mm-hmm. she recently came out as a Democrat, which we knew she was gonna do mm-hmm. again.
Again,
and she did it. She said, "But Kamala Harris, I'm a childless cat lady," and everybody clapped and cheered across the room, except yep. Donald Trump. But we don't need him to clap and cheer.
We don't need his cheers. We really don't.
No Chapel and Taylor pick. Why bother?
Well,
shut the
why
whole
bother?
Event down.
That's what I'm saying.
Shut
it's
it
like,
all down.
Why did we even show up? There were a lot of pictures that I wanted. Of course, SZA didn't go. Why? It's kind of like why would she? It's kind of her off year. She hasn't released anything. She's kind of kicking it. She did all the awards last year, so whatever. She's not there. But I always love my SZA pick. We did get Megan Thee Stallion Taylor, which has been a long time coming.
It's been a
very
long
time
coming.
And I said thank you. And I loved it. They looked, I really liked their pictures together. She's wearing the Down Bad dress in the pictures and mm-hmm. she looks absolutely gorgina. Of course, we got Sabrina pics with Taylor. Lots
Jack.
Of the smaller artists. We got like Carol G is not a small artist. That's not what I mean. But it's smaller artists in terms of, as opposed to.
Not her best friends.
Beyonce. You know what I mean? That's just yes. what I meant. That's just what I meant. Carol G, she with Shaboozy. Another small artist. She mostly was doing the rounds with
charity work.
Not with Chapel, is what I'm saying.
Not with Chapel, literally. Chapel. Yeah. I mean, I'll put my hat on just for a second. I don't know that those two would get along, first of all. Second of all, the Dan of it all, the Dan Nigro of it all. I don't know. I don't know. But he has worked with Sabrina too, so that isn't a disqualifier. I do think it's interesting that they didn't take a picture together. That kind of shocked me. I also thought it was shocking that we had no Camila Taylor interaction and no Halsey Taylor interaction.
I don't want to talk about that.
Here's
what
there's something going on, girl.
Here's my tea. No, because they were literally just hanging out with each other.
Who,
there's
Halsey
nothing
and Taylor?
Going, yeah, Halsey and Taylor and Selena Gomez. This was like a whole thing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So
okay.
There's
them,
nothing going on
what
there.
What about Camila?
I think In terms of, oh, Camila, who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, who knows what's going on in the twisted mind of Camila?
Of the CXOXO.
Who fucking knows? But
never
I was
forget
gonna say,
CXOXO.
Like, she didn't take a lot of pictures with a lot of people. Like, there's a lot of people who didn't get pictures with her. So it's kind of like, I think she was like,
I would be like, because you don't just get to encounter Taylor Swift all the time. She doesn't go to all the award shows. It's kind of like she has her on years and her off years. So as an artist that, you know, maybe new and might only be getting to go to one VMA, if I don't get my Taylor pick, I'm screaming.
So who are you in this scenario? Are you Chapel Roan? Who are you?
No. Chapel's coming back. Chapel's coming back. Someone like, oh, you know those people on the stage, Teddy Swims. You're not coming back.
Teddy Swims. You're Teddy
Swims.
You're
not coming back. And I'm Teddy Swims. I know I'm not coming back, but I had a big song and I've taken a picture with Camila Cabello and I've taken a picture with Katy Perry and now I want to take a picture with Taylor Swift and she's nowhere to be found.
That would bother me too. I'd be like, hey, does anybody know how to get your picture with Taylor? Like, is there a line?
This was all you wanted.
Yeah.
This was all you wanted. We have killed that.
Yeah, well,
killed
so
that bit.
Good, but it's
it
so
is. It's
good.
So good. It
and
applies to so many
it.
Different things.
It does.
They
it
all
really
get it.
Does. They all get it.
Should we move on to the girls?
Yeah.
The performances and the girls. Okay.
The
up
performances
first,
and
I
the girls.
Camila Cabello. Here is what she had to say on the red carpet. I'm in my Godspeed era, and that song is very much about letting go of everything that does not serve you. So I kind of am having a funeral today for just everything that is negative, everything that doesn't serve me, death to things that are negative, death to the people and the situations that try to bring you down. I was like, you're having an imaginary beef because I can't tell who it's with. It could be a number of people, but I'm not sure who is the target of this death that you speak of.
And why wasn't there, you know what I was really pissed off about, like above all, is where were the audience cams during Shawn Mendes' performance? It's like, what are we
they
even doing
here? They betrayed
us.
They
You're not even
going to
zoom
us.
In
I
on Camila Cabello?
I thought this was the VMAs.
Where's okay? the audience cams? They weren't panning nearly enough. Where were my pants?
I didn't
pants?
See Camila in the audience at all.
I didn't see Halsey. I didn't see Camila. I didn't see Sabrina.
I saw Sabrina
a few times, but I didn't see her enough. Not during Shawn Mendes when he was doing his John Mayer impersonation. I didn't see her then.
This is what I wanted to see. This is why the VMAs will never be great again because nobody wants to get their ass up and be
and
messy.
Do production.
No one wants to be messy.
It's so professional.
It's get like, the I'm here to promote my project.
And no. get in Eminem's face with the puppet because you know it's going to make him crazy.
Let's do it. Why aren't
Let's
we
do it.
Are, why
what,
aren't we
why,
setting
what
off the fireworks?
Scared of? What are you afraid of? You're scared of Eminem now? I'm not. Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm not.
I'm not afraid of a man in a toupee.
No.
You could never make me scared of a man in a toupee. Never.
No.
Her red carpet look is okay. I mean, it's just kind of like a dark gothic lacy dress, I guess, for
Gorgina.
Her funeral.
Yes, very gorgeous. Gorgeous.
That's her entire thing. Mm-hmm. Now, the performance. This was a head scratcher for me. What do you think, Madeline? Was it a head scratcher for you?
It was mystifying. Yes, it was very mystifying. I understood, I think, at the baseline, she's in a fishbowl. She's in the glass box. Everybody's watching. She's being filmed. Beyond
Except
that,
no one cares
I
about this album.
Why were her spring breakers trying to beat down the glass to get her out or to get her? What's
and
going on
And then at the end,
there?
They were hugging her.
And
so,
they were serving, by the way. You've got like 10 of the hottest girls on planet Earth and you've got them in ski masks.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is the thing. The visuals for CXOXO have been interesting, but I think they're totally meaningless. Like when she was doing the performances when she put them in dog masks, like that didn't make sense either. We were kind of onto something at the beginning of the performance with the blonde to brunette transition. Now that gagged. That gagged me.
Well, I was, I do think it's a gag. I think the transition was well executed, but I'm confused.
But it was the
about
worst song
we're,
ever
we're,
created.
We're killing. I thought that we were doing our blonde era, and now it's barely 4 months into the era, and you're saying, and
that's
over
what
now.
I'm saying. No,
what happened to the blonde?
I was
I
like,
we
go
were committing.
Back to it. We need to go back to the blonde.
No, we need to
I
go
like
back
who
to
she
it.
She became when she was blonde. Suddenly, I'm bored again. Now that she's brunette.
Now that she's brunette. Well, I was kind of wondering, and I mean, I hate to give in to the noise and, you know, the talking heads and the drama, but imagine if everybody was saying, oh, so you bleached your hair to look like Sabrina Carpenter. Would you go to the store at CVS and immediately buy yourself a Maybelline box of black hair dye and say, no, 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 no.
Never, I never did that. That wasn't me.
There was a different reason.
It did. This performance did feel like a response to that situation, but the response was really not clear. And I think Camila really thought that it was clear and it wasn't. I thought the staging was boring.
In her head, she knew exactly what was going on. Everybody
June
else was
Gloom
saying
into Godspeed as well. June Gloom is a bad song. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody's heard of it before, especially at the VMAs. Nobody's ever even heard of I Love It, but at least they'd be up and shaking their asses if it was being played. But instead, we had this boring flop.
I think Godspeed is a better song than June Gloom. I think Godspeed is a better album closer. But I
wouldn't
think
be hard.
For the VMAs, I understand she had a message. But we didn't. It didn't reach us. Okay,
we
so
don't know
I
what
think
it was.
We could have been reached. I would have been reached by "I Love It," and I'm so serious. That would have reached me.
I would have gotten it.
Yeah,
I would have been
said,
like,
"CXOXO,
yeah, okayest album ever made."
Yeah,
and instead
I think we should talk about
I'm
it.
Saying boring. And she, when she was breaking the computer at the end, she couldn't break it. Did you see? It like wouldn't break. She kept throwing it. I was like, "This is too on the nose for like what your career is like at the moment."
And she didn't even play. Please she didn't
break.
Even play my favorite song. She wouldn't even play
no.
my favorite song. Baby Pink, greatest song ever made, according to some. According
to you.
To me.
To Madeline.
I don't know why
according
I
to the
like
Lizard
it
review.
So much.
It
I don't know why.
It mystifies me. But I think CXOXO is an album that does that to people. Like, it's just, it's designed to really put you in a space where you don't know up from down anymore.
No, it's like you listen to it and you get so confused that eventually you're like...
It
this is kind of
you're like wow like yeah. I love it all of a sudden I when I first heard it I viscerally was like this is one of the worst songs I've ever heard now when it comes on I'm I love it I love it I love it
that's how she works in mysterious ways you don't know how CXOXO is going to hit you but when it does
she works in counterproductive ways to her own success
oh she
and
definitely does well let's talk about that
she had no moments from this album cycle She had this was her first award show performance, and you're going to do June Gloom and Godspeed. Lil Nas X was there. Why didn't you do He Knows with him?
Yeah, that would have been
and dance
fun.
Around.
Give us a moment.
No, we had to do the message instead, the unclear message.
And once again, not received. Titanic,
message
iceberg.
Message in a bottle that sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Titanic, iceberg, man. Message never received.
Well, so I'm sorry, Camila Cabello. I would give it like a 4 out of 10.
I took it back, but I did low-key call her my flop of the night. It's not fair, and I took it back, and I was like,
I was
no,
excited.
The men are flopping, but
the
it's
men,
like, I called her the most mysterious and mystifying, I think, is what mm-hmm. I landed on, because it just, I thought that she could have really performed, and it just didn't go that way. It did not go that way.
Did you notice how they put all the low-budget performances on that tiny stage?
Oh, I certainly did. I certainly
Her
did.
And Halsey relegated
they,
to
they
the
put
small
Halsey
stage.
Over there. And you know, when they, it was like always like there was a performance and it would be introduced by Cyndi Lauper or somebody like that. Like, amazing, mm-hmm. beautiful performance. And then that performance would end and then it would be like, Camila Cabello
in three, two, one.
They did the same thing to Halsey and I thought it was nasty work.
They had Siri introducing
foul
Halsey.
Work.
Siri get
and
a
you
job.
Know what? Halsey rose to the occasion. Not everybody will think
she did.
So, but I did.
Should we talk about Halsey next
great.
Then? Since she's come up naturally, let's
Absolutely.
Talk about her.
So let's start at the tippy top. Gorgina mm-hmm. Elizabeth Hurley gown.
Red
Hello.
Wig.
She
Red
looked
wig.
Amazing on the carpet. Like it wasn't like a, you know, oh
Do
my
a
God.
Who.
Do a who? I think we should have that conversation. Houdini. Mm-hmm. Houdini. Gorgina, mm-hmm. red wig, beautiful queen. Mm-hmm. She looks, mm-hmm. she had like a glow about her on the carpet, I felt. I just
Cheap
think she looks completely beautiful. And then
loved that.
I loved her performance. I thought it was what she's trying to do, for those of you who aren't in the Halsey Nation. She's doing 90s right now. She's being very referential to the 90s era. And personally, I think she's taking it. The garage band aesthetic. She was doing like very much Green Day, kind of like Blink-182 moment in the garage. She had all the posters in the background of all her different like decades and stuff that she's doing. The outfit, the guitar, just the total vibe of it.
Singing
I thought she sounded great.
Live.
Yes. Well, I thought it was Gorgina. I was impressed.
I thought it was great. I loved the house set up next to the garage. I thought that was mm-hmm. so unique. And to me, it was really giving Freaky Friday, like ultimate, you know, when they practice the band in the garage with Lindsay Lohan, it was really giving that. And then her outfit was very much giving, like, she was kind of giving Orianthe to me a little bit. There was like an Avril element.
Yes.
The necktie. It was very like 90s, early Y2K. And I thought that she did an excellent job. The girls were not really focused this evening on singing. There wasn't a lot of singing going on, but Halsey was singing.
Oh, she pipes. I have to say, like, for somebody who's been so ill for so long, to see her, like, absolutely murder performances back to back. This is her first, like, award show performance, so this is, like, the first really televised one. But she's been doing performances, like, at festivals and stuff like that, and just, like, mind-blowing the way that she's just, like, completely thrown herself back into performing and is, like, so, like, ready to do it again. I was cheering, like, a seal.
You can tell she's really grateful to be doing it again as well, which I 100% really appreciate.
Yeah. Completely Gorgina. So, I clapped. She was my number three girl of the night. I had a top three. And she was my number three.
You had a top three.
Okay. I did.
I would like to now circle back to a little girl called Sabrina Carpenter.
Circle back. Take us there.
Let's circle back to her. To me, she's kind of my diva of the evening.
Oh, sick. She was my number one. She was my number one.
She took it for me. It was the Sabrina AMAs.
Oh, Sabrina VMAs. Sabamaze. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. She took it.
Girly.
She was doing VMAs. VMAs 100%. Like, she understood the assignment. And I really liked that she was giving an homage to Madonna in her gown. She wore Madonna's gown that Madonna wore in, I think, 1996 or something like that. And then also
she wore it to the Oscars.
And she also did a bit of an homage to Britney Spears in her performance. She had the talking break from Oops, I Did It Again. And she made out with the alien. Seen that before? Ring any bells? Hello?
That's
the
girl who did her goddamn research.
Yes.
She did her research. She was grateful to be in the canon. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that was really great. She's also just, Sabrina is so beautiful. Like, she's scary pretty. Her face was beat. She looked full 60s glamour. She is kind of like a Marilyn type, I think.
Yes.
So, so old movie star. And we love to see it. She won Song of the Year, which was completely deserved. And I love when she said, I want to say thank you to that Mia Espresso.
I mean, it changed lives.
Thanks to me. Thank you to myself.
It changed lives. And it's like, you heard the crowd when she started Espresso. Like, that was Song of the Year. 100%. Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she performed a medley of her three hits, Please, 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 Taste, and Espresso. I just thought this was executed so gorgeously. She's sitting in the clouds with the moon man. The synths on Please, Please, Please were so good. She descends. I will say the production value of this show overall was amazing. The sets, the choreography, they spent money. Then she's crashing back down to the planet. We do the interlude. She's in a love triangle with an alien and an astronaut, you know, basically like real life alien astronaut Camilla Shawn, exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the astronauts come together to do a little gay espresso dance. And
I don't see
it was everything to me.
It was everything. I loved all of the elements. And like being on Planet Sabrina during Taste, I thought, like, just like completely leaning into the fact that she's at the VMAs with the moon person, you know, with the moon landing, all this kind of stuff. Like, I'm on Planet Sabrina. And then she was doing the homage to Britney and the kiss and kissing the alien and this, that, and the other thing. I just thought that it was like a really, really true blue VMAs performance in every sense of the word. And I mean, not many people were doing, by the way, this is the 40th anniversary of the VMAs. It seemed like it wasn't really a big deal. It was kind of like brushed off. But Sabrina said, I know it is. I'm well
aware. She said, let me give you a reference.
Yes.
Let me give you a, and I love a reference. I love a reference. So we love the pop girl that does her work. The vocals were a little bit inconsistent, but she's there to serve look and performance, not Mariah. So I'm not expecting her to be doing, you know, runs all over the place. We know she can sing.
Yeah.
But I think in general, I love the espresso choreography. I think it's so cute. And it's really a moment when you can have a three-song medley of songs people actually care about. Lenny Kravitz could not understand.
No.
He wouldn't know.
No.
He wouldn't know.
You know, I think that what was so, like, badass about Sabrina's is, like, all those songs are relevant. You know how
They're
hard it is
hit.
To do a
right
medley
now.
Right now? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows those songs right now. That's
Each
Lenny
one
Kravitz
of them is hot.
Literally can't say the same. He cannot say that physically.
The fact that he even got one song was shocking to me, let alone three. And I was like, we need to stop trying to make this happen right now. But it wouldn't. They tried to make a lot of things happen this evening.
And not everybody was clapping. I that was when I was scrolling on my phone. Sorry to Lenny.
I muted it.
I'm just not.
I didn't watch.
I was watching for a very specific purpose tonight, and it wasn't for Lenny. So
if Zoe Kravitz was presenting an award I would watch, but I'm not watching Lenny.
No, we're not watching
Sorry,
Lenny.
I'm not interested. Why don't we talk about Katy Perry, a victim of Tay Voodoo who returned to try and remove some of the hex placed upon her. Did you notice that she was getting booed from the moment that Orlando Bloom came on stage to introduce her all the way through?
I did notice that, and it was shocking. Booing, listen, I want to say something. Booing is a necessary tool in many cases, but mm-hmm. the extent to which the
Not
booing
necessary.
Took place Not. Was
it
so
shocked me.
Rude. Like, I understand,
if it
yes,
could
she
be
worked
picked
with Dr.
up
Luke.
On the mics, it must have
she
been
could hear
really
it.
Loud.
And everybody could hear it. And that's like, really
booing
kind of
her
like
husband and the father of her child.
Orlando? We
is
don't
that
have to
necessary?
Orlando? No, but Orlando,
then,
he doesn't even know
it's
who
the same,
that is.
I return to my stance on Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift. If you decide to associate with someone like that, it's also on you to deal with the repercussions of it. Like Katy Perry, you chose to make a song called Woman's World with Dr. Luke and double down on it. And for that, if people want to boo you, I'm kind of like, well, they're going to boo you.
They're going to
boo. I wouldn't be there booing. I wouldn't be there booing. But if other people are booing, I'm saying let them speak.
And they spoke. And they spoke the whole time.
They spoke
the
loud
whole time.
And clear.
Well, listen, the VMAs has a storied history of booing. Eminem has been mm-hmm. booed, rightfully. Taylor yes. Swift has been booed. Kanye West has been booed at the same time. Mm-hmm. Rightfully. I mean, booing is just part of the VMA fabric. And if you want to boo the Dr. Lucanator, I guess, you know what? I get it. It's just booing really sits poorly in my spirit. It sits wrong. I don't like to boo.
I don't like to boo either. She kills me because at the end of her speech, she was like, one of the biggest reasons I'm standing here right now is that I've learned how to block out all the noise that every single artist in the industry has to constantly fight against, especially women. And I was like, see, all of these points that you're making are immediately negated by the fact that you're actively working with Dr. Luke. Like, I just
– right.
It makes everything feel a little bit kind of like, well, okay, you really care about women and women's empowerment, and you think that it's hard in the industry to work with difficult men, and you're working with Dr. Luke and you're proud of it. It's a really tough pill to swallow and a bind of her own fucking making. And like, if maybe perhaps she had considered listening to what other people had to say, she wouldn't be making flop AI-generated ChatGPT music, because everyone has been saying for years, Katy Perry, gotta do something else. New wig, new car, new house, just do something different. And she keeps doing flops. And
she,
you know,
can't
tuning
do
out
it.
The noise of that. I think she tunes out all noise, even constructive criticism. Apparently, it's just whoop. It's all hateration for her.
That's what she's saying, man. That's exactly what she's saying. And, you know, there were parts of her speech that I found disingenuous because of that exact reason. The only thing I liked is when she was clearly referencing Chapel Roan. And mm-hmm. talking about, like, you know, you like whatever you have to do to like protect your mental health, you have to do it. But I want to know, are you protecting your mental health? Because you're behaving in ways that suggest otherwise.
Her whole behavior at this event was shocking to me. Like, just her personality has become so cartoonish, I want to say. And it is kind of uncomfortable to behold. Now, what I will say, the performance was for the most part excellent. I thought this was a very good medley. The production value, the harness, picking her up, she was doing her pink, except not in an annoying flip way, in a really cool, like, special effects kind of way.
Period.
She did Dark Horse into E.T. E.T., underrated banger. We absolutely
oh, I love
had
E.T.
been needing that. We
E.T. is so good.
Been needing it.
Yeah.
However, then we go into something called I'm His, He's Mine. And the lyrics to that go, I remember we saw this on her Instagram Live and we thought it was a prank. But here are the lyrics. I'm his
I'm
queen.
His bitch.
I'm his freak. I'm every woman he wants and needs. I'm his dream. I'm his drug. I'm every woman he wants. So what? I'm his boss. I'm that bitch. She starts doing that and she lost me. She lost Dochi too. I could see Dochi being like.
Dochi hey. Was up there saying, how did it. You're probably wondering how I got into this. I thought Doechii, I liked that part about the performance because of Doechii, and I liked the clear
she saved it.
Stage, and then like looking up, I thought that was a good moment. I liked the butterfly wings that she came out wearing at one point. There were a couple of points that I was like, now where you're losing me. Did you see the choreography during Teenage Dream specifically when they were like,
I did.
Now we don't need to do that to Teenage Dream.
California Girls was amazing. I Kissed a Girl was very good.
I Kissed a Girl was great. She sounded very good. She looked great. She sounded great. Overall, I thought the performance was like a good 6 or 7. There were a couple of moments I didn't really like, but overall, I thought it was good. Lifetime. Nobody clapped.
When that started, I was like,
at least she was smart enough to not really include Woman's World. She just put it in the intro.
Oh, yeah.
She knew better because she knew they were tomatoing. They would have booed even more.
They actually would have started booed booing.
Even
I think
more.
They would have actually booed. And it would have been deserved because Woman's World really is that bad that it does deserve a boo.
Yeah, she
just
really
a little tomato. A cherry tomato. A little cherry
chat
tomato.
ChatGPT. See, that's what happens when you go ChatGPT, write my pop songs for me. That's what you get.
It's true. It's true. And you know what? There is something to be said about like, okay, you're getting a Vanguard award and like over 50% of your set is from one album. Interesting.
I think we should have that conversation. I think we should have
that
conversation.
She is a music video icon. I will give her that. She has some great videos. So
oh, certainly.
It's the Video Music Awards, not the Music Awards. So
and she won. And she won.
She won. She looked great. Cheered. I don't really get what her look is for this era. What is it? It's
and
plastic,
that's actually,
it seems.
That's another thing I wanted to get into. I understand that she's trying to promote 143 or whatever it is. And, you know, she's doing the look.
Jeez.
But I was kind of disappointed that there were no nods to the other eras, like in the costuming or in the theming of the performance. I didn't like that there was no Teenage Dream. Like, just bring out a gummy bear or two,
Candy
you know,
cane.
A little something Hello. Like that. Hello. Do the thing with the blue. That would have been fun. Everybody likes that. I mean, who doesn't like
we
that?
We do.
And it
we
was
cheered.
That horrible, ugly, like, it's like giving dystopian. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a dystopian war Barbie, and I'm going to kill you.
I don't want
you,
that.
You know, something like that.
Her,
and it's like.
Her red carpet look was similarly weird.
Mystifying.
She looked like she got caught in a fishnet.
Well, again, she's looking, and I've said this before, it's like she's looking as beautiful as she ever has. Like, she's looking very, very radiant. Long hair, like, so beautiful. And then the outfits are just not clicking to me. So I don't
know.
She's losing me. She's losing me a lot in
she's
the style
lost
department.
Me.
Yeah.
She's actually lost me. I'm gone. I'm finished. This also certainly is not going to help 143 be a success. It wasn't good enough. I don't think anything
could
be, actually.
And they booed.
They booed.
And
I'm his boss. I'm his. It's,
I'm
just,
that
it's
bitch.
Not,
I'm his
it's
bitch.
Not.
And he's my man. It's like Orlando. Is that what Orlando says? I don't think
it
is.
Is that what
he
says? You're my bitch. You're my woman.
I should
in
hope
Katy Perry's
not.
Idea of women empowerment, it might be.
Orlando, we got to get you out of here, man.
She looked gorgeous. We can
she
give
did.
Her that. She looked gorgeous.
She did. She looked amazing.
Shall we talk about the girl everybody wants to talk about? And that would be one Ms. Chapel Rhone.
Shall
They're calling
we?
Her Rhone of Arc.
That's who she is. I'm telling you. And this is, it was a perfect time for me to get on my Joan of Arc shit. Because you know, in the past 2 weeks.
You've been on it.
I've been obsessed.
Prompted by Little Mix.
Prompted by Little Mix. Yes. They said,
man,
Joan
I feel like Cleopatra.
Boss. And I said,
Joan
no,
of
I
Arc.
Have to. I have to get into this. I have to, because I went to Catholic school, so I'm very familiar with Joan of Arc. And I was like, you guys are missing me on girl bossery. And then I was like, I was reading back up on her a lot. And I was like, you know what? I think she kind of was
she
a girl boss.
She was a delusional queen. Literally, she was
what,
a delusional
she
queen.
She was literally crazy. And I was like, you know what? Take it away. And I
she
that's
is
what she's
a
doing.
Mentally ill teenager who had visions and delusions of a plan that God had laid out for her. She dressed like a man and went to war. And I think then got burned at the stake. And I think Chapel Rhone has a lot to relate to.
I really think that there was a lot more. And if there's one thing that I wish that the performance would have had, it was a burned at the stake moment. I think that we could have done it.
The performance, if I can really speak my truth, the performance lacked something. It was not a bad performance. Any performance Chapel gives is incredible. I think Good Luck Babe is a difficult song to execute with the vision that they had for it. Like, it just doesn't really fit the vibe, or the Jam Feminine Nomenon would have done really well with something like this, I think. but this is the single. This is the hit at the moment. I loved the staging was completely incredible. Like shooting the crossbow, everything going up in flames. The choreography was interesting. Her outfit was great. But there was something, I think the way it was shot was weird too. Like we didn't get a lot of facial shots, and Chapel really serves a lot of face when she's performing. So I was kind of disappointed with that. It all came together in the last minute or so because the vocals just go so crazy. But there was something about the performance that was just, it didn't gag me the way that I was gagged by Sabrina, for example.
I think that her performance was a lot more concerned with staging and costuming than it was actually performing the song. I think that that's where they were like, we're building the castle and it's going to be on fire and then we're going to do a sword fight and like this, that, and the other thing. And it kind of like the actual performance of the song kind of took a backseat to like all of the pyrotechnics and this, that, and the other thing, which is like, I thought it was great. I thought it was a feat. It was a feast for the eyeballs. I thought she looked amazing. I loved her hair. I loved
she got
that
kind
she was
lost
in the coat
in
of armor. She
and
was,
I think, it, as in like, I think she got lost in the staging of it all. I think if we had had more of the hair on display, that actually might have helped identify her because, you know, that's her most identifiable feature.
Right. And she because she was in like the suit of armor, I thought that that kind of like, she stood out, yes, at the same time, she was just kind of like part of the scene. You know what I mean? Like it was I liked it, but I do agree. I do agree with some of what you're saying. It just didn't have the same.
She
know,
had
that
an
Sabrina
impossible
had.
Expectation for her tonight. I think we all had our hopes up so, so high. And she certainly didn't disappoint, but I will say that it's not the gag that I expected it to be. I think also the song is difficult to sing. The chorus is a really tricky song to sing. And she was a little bit breathless. There was a little bit of track on the chorus. And that's totally fine by me. But I do think that, you know, all of these things together made it not the gaggiest gag of all time. But we love Chapel Roan. We do. We have been writing for her since before Midwest Princess came out.
Period. And I'll tell you what did gag me. When I first saw her red carpet look, I was gagging. I was like, "This, it's over. I was speaking in tongues. I was like,
executed all the way through the night. It's very Gaga. It's
very Gaga. I love that. Was probably my favorite thing about her night tonight was her, this is my theme and this is what we're doing and I'm going to do it all night long. I thought it was just like, nobody else is moving that way. I mean, Taylor didn't move that way. Nobody else
is moving
that way.
She's just wearing normal clothes.
Just doing. Chapel was like,
I'm Joan of Arc, and I think that's what's so interesting about Chapel is that she is Chapel. She's always in drag of some description. She's never just showing up in a dress. I think everybody would be like, you know, one time I think she will, and it will be very avant-garde because she'll show up like dressed down, and everyone will be like, what the hell? And that will be like its own thing. But for now, she's laying the groundwork to be very outlandish. So she arrives on the red carpet with a sheer gown, with a green cloak and a carpet. And they roll out the carpet for her to walk on. She takes off the cloak. She has a sword and she has swords as nails too. And her face is beat and her hair looks gorgeous. And it's everything.
It's everything. It's probably, I think it's my favorite look of the night. It might be one of my favorite red carpet looks ever. It just gagged
really?
Me.
It's very gorgeous.
Me. And it gave
and the,
me...
The thigh-high boots underneath that are part of the costume she later wears, I was like, she's taking it.
It was just, I knew that nobody else was going to beat that. Because you can't. Once you if you show up with a sword, it's over. The other girls can't.
It's over for you hoes.
Nobody else is brave enough to do what Joan of Arc did. Nobody else is brave.
I heard that cloak was 600 years old. Is that true? I saw someone said that somewhere.
That's what she said. And her carpet was also old as well. It was 400 or something years old.
Wow.
I wish she would have said where she got them from, like where she rented them from, like a museum something like that. Because I'm very curious to see like if there's a reason she rented those specific pieces, like what they represent.
It was beautiful.
I would also love
and then also
to hear
the outfit
her...
she changed into. We loved that as well.
So amazing. I loved the it's the one with all the beads that hang down
the
and like
jingly,
the
and then when she's speaking, you can like hear them clinking on stage.
Oh my gosh. Her acceptance speech, I was ready to throw myself out of building. I really was. She had the little journal.
I was gonna melt my steed.
She had her little diary and like she was like so happy to be up there. She like literally couldn't believe I haven't seen somebody be like so like earnest about the fact that they're like literally shitting themselves in a very long time. And she was shitting. Tinashe,
this all handed her the VMA. So fast for her. Yeah.
Like it's crazy. Really just,
it happened at such a pace that I would imagine and hope for Chapel that this one of these occasions is a real moment to like sit back and be like, I did it. Like, damn, yeah. I did the damn thing. Everybody said I couldn't. I had to go up against a million different things to get to where I am, and here I am. And I love what she said in her speech. She said, for all the queer kids in the Midwest watching right now, I see you, I understand you, because I'm one of you, and don't let anyone ever tell you you can't be exactly who you want to be, bitch. I think just the appropriate amount of sincere and sassy and fun. And you know what? It is so true. I think that's really the – she's always said she makes music for the queer kids in middle America that have their like drag parties and stuff in basements and can't be themselves in public. Okay. And I think, you know, it's important to remember that when you listen to her music, especially for whatever's coming next. She's been talking lately about what's coming next. She has 5 or 6 songs, and it sounds very different to Midwest Princess. So I'm curious to see if that will like carry through the messaging of the next record.
It's probably one of my favorite things about her messaging is how core she stays to, like, the place that made her who she is and, like, doesn't look down on it as so many people do, as we know. Talking about the Midwest, talking about Middle America, pretty much anything that isn't California or New York or the coast is seen as kind of, like, no man's land and, you know, you deserve what you get. You vote red.
Or backwards
like,
place. Exactly.
There's many, many, many communities of people in these places that Chapel is from, that I'm from, that many other people are from, where there's lots of queer communities here and there's lots of communities of people who don't vote red and who are in these situations where it's kind of nice to have somebody just like acknowledge that like you exist. So I couldn't imagine to be like a 13-year-old girl or like a 13-year-old boy or a 13-year-old
to have Chapel. Yeah,
to have Chapel. Like what that would mean. Incredible. To like living in Ohio or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think Lady Gaga really served that role earlier.
Yeah.
But I think it lands different coming from Chapel, who is a gay woman. Like it really it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It really does. And Chapel, we love you, my queen. I guess we can move on to honorable mentions because I didn't think that anything else was like hugely important. Shawn Mendes, I'm asleep.
John Mayer impersonation.
Out of key John Mayer impersonation.
And then Benson Boone, Harry Styles impersonation.
Sleep.
A new shtick.
I know.
Get a new
what
shtick.
What was that? That was literally, that was it a was Harry Styles outfit. Is that not what Harry Styles wore at the Grammys?
He was britches on. Yeah. Literally was Harry Styles. I was like, is anybody
else seeing
this?
And then he wore like
a
lacy print shirt and the hair. He is Harry Styles.
He's Harold.
I thought I was free.
No, you never are.
I'm never free of him.
I wonder when Harry's coming back.
He's got to be coming back. Well, he got a hair transplant, so I think he's just waiting for it to grow back in.
What?
And then he's back on.
Is that real? Or did
he did.
That up?
No, I swear to God, he did. His hairline was receding, and then he shaved his head, and then he went away from the public eye and wore hats for like 6 months. That's literally what happens. He got a hair transplant. I'm telling you, you have to wait for it all to grow back in.
Is it really that horrible to him to just like be a normal man?
Well,
is it
I think
so horrible?
No, your head looks all messed up when you get a hair transplant. Like, you have to hide it.
No, I mean, like, why is he getting a hair transplant? Like, is it so horrible that you're losing a few strands of hair?
It
was it that bad?
It was, like, far back. Yeah. Well, also, it's kind of his thing. Like, he's like a...
I get... You know what? That's fair. It is, like, part of
his
identity.
Yeah.
It's part of his... And
I support him on that journey, but I also don't want him to come back because I can't get into it. It's not for me.
Right.
And I felt the same way watching Benson Boone, although I will say he's kind of sexy.
I know what you're going to say. I knew you were going to say that. No, he is hotter. he's significantly more attractive to me.
I think he's hotter than Harry.
Harry Styles. Yeah. No, it's very true. We've been recognizing it. We've been knowing
but the
it.
The music is not hot.
No, it's a turn off. And the blue glitter jumpsuit, again, reminds me of Harry Styles. All that I can think about is the meme of Dobby with a boa when I see Harry Styles. And nothing turns me off more than that. I hate
my
to say it.
In my notes, I literally wrote Benson Boone. Gimme kissy. Boring.
Gimme kissy. We'll tell him. Mm-hmm. Gimme kissy.
I have been telling him. He's Mormon, apparently.
What? He's what? Mormon?
Apparently, so.
Is he from Utah or is he just
like... I
don't
know. Well, if he's Mormon, I know he definitely wants to give me a kissy.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, you never know. You never know. Lisa. La Lisa from Blackpink.
La Lisa.
I have to say, this performance was not Lisa operating at her like... Because I've seen Lisa. We've been seeing. We're blinks.
I'm a blink, baby. I'm blinking.
We are certified card-carrying blinks. And I think, I don't know if it was because the energy of the song is a little bit more laid back, or if she was maybe nervous because she wasn't performing with her girls, but she seemed a little withdrawn.
I felt that, like, normally, like, when I see her with Blackpink, I think that she, especially dancing, she has a very dominating, she is the dancer. And even all the girls in Blackpink say that Lisa is the dancer. She's the one who dances. She's more talented, like, more, like, comes more naturally to her is what they would say. And I thought that, I agree that she was a little bit more, like, withheld. And there were so many more elements to the performance, I think. The pyrotechnics, all the dancers, and she's in her tight little biker leather queen outfit, which she looked amazing. Absolutely Gorgina.
Gorgina.
But I think there was just so many elements to it. And again, she wasn't with her girls, and it was her first time going solo in America on a stage like that. So I think you're probably right. I think she was kind of like, and then she won. She won nonetheless. K-pop.
And it was so deserved.
Deserved. Beyond deserved.
Deserved.
Love it. La Lisa.
I want to give a moment also to Tyla, who won Best Afrobeats. And I thought that it was really admirable that she got up and took the moment to talk about how Afrobeats is a diverse category of different kinds of music, different kinds of artists from very different regions. And it is very reductive to have them all kind of placed under one category. So I really liked that she took the moment to, like, say thank you for the award, and then also just kind of, like, make that comment. She also is stunning.
Tyla is one of the prettiest people on planet Earth. I can't take it anymore.
Seriously.
Her outfit, her face tonight, card. I was literally like, I'm about to act up. That I can't. I have a picture of it in my phone, and just even, oh my God. Do you see this? Do you think a normal person can just do this? No. This is not just something they made.
This Only a pretty girl from Joe Berg can do
oh
that.
Oh my God. And it's like, I can't, it's like, I think she's one of the, she's like Sabrina on that same level as Sabrina, where it's just like, how are you this pretty?
Yeah.
Like,
how are you even
sense.
Real?
She's
how do you
so
exist?
Beautiful. And it's like everything about her, her skin, her hair, her lips. Oh my gosh. I can't.
Speaking of gorgeous, we also have Tinashe, who presented a couple of awards, but I was kind of like, why aren't we performing Nasty? Like, it's the time
to
be doing Nasty.
You know what? Say that.
And I saw Tate McRae in the crowd. She was wearing a 2001 Britney Spears dress, which I love. I love. She is leaning into the Britney thing. And why didn't we have, you know what would have been great? A Nasty and Greedy mashup. Give us that.
Oh, and exes. Kisses to my exes who don't give a
give
shit.
Give it to all
kisses
of us.
And the
we
next
want.
One me.
We don't want Teddy Swims three times a night.
No,
we don't want
we
that.
We want Tater Tot. Well, I'm a Tater Tot, and I want to see
on the
Tate
Doritos
on the
stage.
There was not enough Tate. You're so right. Like, where was she? She
was
just
no
in the
Tate.
Audience.
She was just
was
sitting
no
there
Tate.
Clapping. Get her
it
on stage. She just put out a new song,
a
too.
She did get a picture with Chapel, and I had to clap.
They were sitting
At
together
least
for a while.
Somebody did. At least somebody did.
At least someone did. Maybe Chapel was like being reclusive. That's very possible. More likely than you think.
I think if I was Chapel, and if I have some idea of what Chapel is like, I would not be going out. If I was Chapel Roan,
no,
I would not be going out to
no.
Taylor Swift. No,
if
no.
If I was Chapel
no,
Roan, I
no.
also, if I was a celebrity there, I also wouldn't be approaching Chapel Roan. I'd be kind
so
of scared.
So actually, this is a good time to bring this up. Did you see in, there was all those drag queens that came, and one of them was dressed as Chapel Roan. And as
I thought
a joke.
It, okay, the camera panned and she sat down, and I was like, how did Chapel change back into her Midwest princess garb so fast? No. I thought it was her.
It was a drag queen, and there was they were lined up on the red carpet, and as the camera pans past them, the Chapel drag queen, like, pretends to be like afraid of the camera and is like doing this and like this, that, and the other thing. Like, it's like a bit. And people were getting upset about it. So they were like, oh, so now you're making fun of her. But it's like,
I don't think Chapel would get upset about that.
I think
she would find that very funny.
I think she would find that funny. So I thought,
drag
I just want to know what you thought about
is
that.
It's all about being shady. So I would think that Chapel would get that, and she would appreciate it because it's coming from a place of someone who loves her enough to do her look.
Right. And it's one of the best looks, too. The heart cowboy look. Oh, that
was so good
infamy.
That I thought it infamy. Was Chapel.
I literally thought it was Chapel. Yeah, so I wanted to know what you thought about that, because I saw that and I didn't know what I thought about it.
Well, did you see the video of her screaming at the paparazzi?
Oh, Yes. Oh, I saw that.
Scream at
now
them.
Now that's now. Then now, I think we need to have that conversation.
Reminds me of Ariana.
You know what I think?
And well, what exactly. about it? Ariana, you're not looking it? Over here. And what about it? And I These saw an interview not... with her where she was like, I don't do well with people yelling at me, especially grown men. And she was like, it was a bunch of men screaming at me and I was scared. And I was like, girl, fair.
Well, I think that we've just like accepted the way that stuff like that goes. Like, why is there just like, and it's like paparazzi is overwhelmingly grown men. And it's like mm-hmm. how you can't even imagine how that might feel until you've been in this situation where it's like, yes, they're behind a barrier and everything, but they're screaming at you and being fucking rude.
And they want to take your picture.
And they want to take your picture. And it's like, it's not, it doesn't seem, they barely even know who you are when you're chaperone. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter who you are. They just want to get your picture so they can sell it. And it's like, why do we have to be nice to them? I don't get that. Why do we have to be polite? Who said
Maybe
that?
Get someone
like,
else
I don't
to take the pictures
that
won't yell.
Yeah. And it's like, also, you know what? I think that what Chapel is doing right now with like really sticking to her guns and like really, really beating it home, like this is how it's going to be and this is how I want to operate and this is how I want my career to go. I would think that like after the Free Britney thing, people would learn from their own mistakes of like how we treated Britney Spears and how very similar situations with the paparazzi happened to Britney Spears. And then people you would think that they would be more open to hearing about a woman saying, I'm not going to take that shit anymore. But no, they want to say boo, tomato, hiss. And I don't get it. I'm saying, get him again. Get him again.
I'm saying one more time.
One more time. Yeah, get her, Jade.
And, you know, I think it's unfortunate that, yeah, we have normalized certain aspects of being famous. What I kind of was thinking, though, when Chapel was doing her, like, carpet and her cloak, just as a side note, I was like, this is her audition for the Met Gala, and she must
she
attend
must
next
attend.
Year.
Yeah, I think I would – now I can't wait to see what the theme is going to be, because I think certain themes Chapel could really take. Chapel could really take. I think most themes Chapel could take. I mean, she understands the theme. I know that. I know she
imagine
understands
Imagine if we
the
had Chapel at the camp Met Gala. The world would have been different.
Oh,
we wouldn't have had the pandemic.
Oh. I mean,
tell you that.
At
no
least
pandemic.
We could have Gaga, who I think
yes,
that
well,
was in a moment of understanding the assignment.
She did
you know,
it. She did.
You know what else I liked that year was Casey Musgraves' Barbie camp moment. I actually thought that
was
very
That was camp.
That was camp.
Not everybody got it.
No.
Not everybody got it.
Looking camp right in the eye.
The only other honorable mention that I have is for, of course, Megan Thee Stallion. Because she's everything.
Yes, yes.
Have her host every year. There actually wasn't enough Megan Thee Stallion. Acts, the boring ass, produce like the people that come and introduce, I don't want that. Give me Megan Thee Stallion. In all of her multiple looks, the Olympics
she had...
one killed me. I loved the Olympics one.
It sent me so bad. Her just walking out in a leotard. That was the opening of the show. Megan Thee Stallion in her
amazing.
USA VMA.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Period.
Yes. Period. Exactly. I loved all of her looks. I thought her performance was great. I honestly, like, my truth is that Megan Thee Stallion is, like, one of, at least top five, one of the best rappers living right now. And
period.
The only reason
she can
people don't
spit.
See it that way is because she's a woman. She is, like, one mm-hmm. of the best. When you see her perform live, it's like, there's nothing like that. She's so
and she
good.
Is not the kind of rapper that like does a few bars and gets really breathless and like doesn't continue
no,
and just goes like
no.
Whoa, whoa. She
yeah. she's
raps
rapping.
Her ass off.
Yeah.
And dancing and too. And dancing.
Men cannot say the same. I'd
no,
like to see Eminem
cannot.
Dance for me, boy.
The men flopped this year. Flopped.
It was
I mean,
very unimpressive.
It should just be the VMA for Pop Girls Award. Like that's who we care about.
Well,
they're not making good music videos either.
Exactly. The only one who was there who was worth a damn, and it's only because he was there with Taylor Swift, was Post Malone. And that's just because he was there
Jungkook.
With Taylor.
We got to give it up for Jungkook.
Was he there?
I don't think
I
he was there.
I didn't
but he
see
was
him.
Nominated for stuff.
Well, period. Well, we love ourselves a Jungkook moment.
So
we love a Jungkook
yes.
moment. I
he
like,
works hard.
He does. I'm so distantly aware of Jungkook. It's like... I know he's there. Well, I do
Me
love
too.
That song that he did with Jack Harlow, actually. That's
yes,
the one where
it's
Jack
good.
Harlow
That's
goes,
what he was nominated for.
I had two girls. That was boring. I had two girls. That was cool for me. Four girls. Okay, now you whoring. I think about that all the time.
Boots.
That's one of the best songs ever.
Simple Boots.
Jack Harlow and Jungkook.
Jack Harlow, he wasn't there. He
Thank
usually
God.
Gives a look on the red carpet sometimes. He can
oh.
he turn
oh.
up looking kind of
oh.
good.
Oh,
oh, she says, really? Is that so? I would like to see it.
I would love to see it.
Well, what do you think? Do you have any moments where you were like, intergalactic flop?
Intergalactic flop. Well, Shawn Mendes was one that I had. Oh, I saw that.
That was that.
Camila Cabello had a CXOXO flask in her hands at one point.
I did see that, and I was like, you're doing too much. You're doing too much.
Doing too much. There was the, you know, they're doing a second movie for Smile, the Smile movie, and they're doing their guerrilla marketing where they put somebody in the crowd that's doing the creepy smile.
I don't like that.
I did not like it. Other intergalactic flops? No, I don't think so. I think we covered them all.
I think it was a great year for performances, and it was another boring year of the VMAs.
It wasn't I think that there were some really, really high points, but there were just too many boring moments.
It's better than the Grammys. I'll give you that. It's more interesting than the Grammys. The Grammys are really, really bad in comparison. Very boring. Very, very boring.
You just reminded me. Well, maybe this year's will be exciting.
Doubt it.
If you know what I mean. Oh, he says he doubts it.
Doubt it.
I'm going to be seated.
Well,
we'll be seated.
Well, everybody needs to be seated for is the Snake Grammys, because that is the only award show.
Oh, we have to start.
Matters. The Sammys.
The Snammies.
Yeah, that's soon. That's coming soon. Up. Soon,
we
say,
2 months
away.
We got to start putting out the ballots.
We need to send it. So if you want to vote for the Snammys, you need to get to the Patreon, patreon.com/withologist.
Come on.
2 episodes a week. And all you can buy, if you want to buy reactions and you don't want to get a subscription, you can just do it. We're shaking the cup. Yep. Lizard Review, best music podcast in the world. You better go and subscribe to it.
According to some.
According to many. Switchologist, best YouTube channel on the internet. Better subscribe.
It's all happening.
Thank you for tuning into another episode. We will see you next week. Goodbye.